Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. And now it is happening. We have Nova live on camera. Thank you, beautiful, gorgeous, for joining me, like you're the first one for, you know, this leadership summit. And what a first. It's like, guys, we're starting with one hell of a goddess. Like, you are so unique and special, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you're joining. And I'm just gonna rave about you a little bit, if you don't mind, and I give you a virtual
hug.
It's so special to be with you, because we met in person nearly a year ago for the first time, after having been online friends for a couple of years. So I was really lucky to go through a beautiful journey of transformation in my divine vessel with Nova. So I had Nova as a coach, and oh my goodness, you completely changed my reality. And it's very interesting, because I was literally just having my juice, and I've been juicing the last 2 days, and I haven't been juicing like that in months. And I was like, oh, it's very interesting. I really felt the need to do that. But I was like, oh, but wait a minute, Nova is coming on today. It's literally your energy was already in my vortex. And I was like, let's bring this juicy. Oh, I love this. And I love everything that you share, because to me, it's really inspirational to have come across you. And you, like, first of all, I feel that you and I have a lot in common in terms of the fact that you're also a mom, you're also separated from the father of your children, and you're on this path of, you know, really creating heaven on earth, literally for yourself, but also your kids and everybody that follows you and that has the chance to come into your vicinity, into your circle. And also we have many things in common as we, you know, exchange, when we spend that amazing day on the Gold Coast, when I came and visit, and we had all of this amazing time together. And to me, honestly, I want to share with everyone that I think that you are one of the person on this planet that touches to one of the most challenging nitty-gritty template of humanity, which is the template of food and health, because everybody gets so fired up and so excited. So I'm right, you're wrong into that theme. It's like, me personally, when I share with other people, I always feel that I have to walk on eggs, you know. It's like, oh, not to F, and this is an, and there you have Nova on social, Nova shining her light, saying it as it is. Just like going, this is what I believe in, this is how I see, you know, food, divine body, ascension process, and this is just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show other people how to activate that, and then just bring it on. But also, you live what you preach, you walk the talk, you're literally holding that torch of what humans will be eating and how humans will be living. For some of us, it will be in hundreds of lifetimes, for some of us, it will be in this lifetime. But definitely, as we evolve into the ascension process and as we anchor more into our divine light bodies, we will end up living from, you know, prana, from juices, from the highest level of frequency and vibration that this planet has to offer, which is fruit. So I did a detox with Nova, and I love how you have the ability to really peer through many fields of illusions and plugins, but also you have this warmth and this compassion and this empathy of saying, okay, like, so if that doesn't really work fully for you, this is how you adjust. And since we have worked together, I have changed my diet completely. My health has never been better. And I take the excuse that it's winter to eat all the cooked food and so on. But every time the warmer weather hits, I'm just so, it's so easy for me to, you know, live into much more aligned high frequency food, which is high vibrational fruits and raw food, which I adore. So Nova, tell me, what have you been up to? What do you want to share with us today? How do you want to kind of introduce yourself to everyone?
Oh my goodness, what delicious introduction. First of all, I'm so blessed. Thank you for having me, honestly. And thank you for everyone that's listening in. Such divine parallels in our lives is the first thing I wanted to say with you and I, Sandrine. Like, there's just so much that's happened in our lives that we resonated with. And I think that was part of our like magnetic connection that we've had and that divine resonance. Yeah, a little bit about me, I guess, real quick, because the stories can go real long. And if you want to hear more about me talking about myself, it's all on my website anyway. But my background is actually not in the spiritual world at all. My background is all science-based. And so I was very scientific-minded. That's where I had my passion, though. The passion is still remains the same. I just see things from a very different, it's a very different frequency, just completely different eyes, perhaps not even from the eyes, but from the soul now, you know. And so I do talk a lot about, you know, the inner wisdom versus knowledge, or, you know, God versus ego, or however we want to call it, source, Sophia, versus the learned programming, what we believe to be true, and so on. So as you correctly said, there's a lot of triggering things that I share. And I must say that it's been challenging being that person. I have always been one to go against the grain. So even though I was pretty mainstream in science, and, you know, health and nutrition and all of that that I learned at university, I've always been tapped in with other dimensions as well, and aliens, and all of that world was present always, quite interestingly. The thing is, and I've lost my train of thought there. Oh, the thing is, this happens to me. I go, as you know, I'm sure you do too. Every time I've tried to quit, because triggering people it can be quite exhausting. You know, being at the forefront with whatever you do and you believe in, and our unique gifts, which we all have, and we're all here to share and expand and help others with, right? If they're really triggering to people, it can be quite exhausting on the human.
I can imagine. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so there's been many times over the last, you know, 3-4 years where I've said, yeah, no, I can't, I don't know if I can do this. I actually don't know if I can. You know, we are single moms, or, you know, we've got all this responsibility in this reality that we've created here in our 3D anchored reality on Earth. And having that perceived stress, I guess, or added stress of, you know, humans. You're trying to share all of this beautiful divine truth of healing and, you know, ascension and all of that sort of thing, but triggering them in the process is, you know, every time I tried to say, okay, I don't know if this is for me, I really need to do something that's more relaxed, please. Relaxed. I just be friendly. You know, I don't have to do this. I've been literally smacked back into course and gone, no, this is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's that passion, that inner wisdom as well, you know, that where is that all coming from? What pushes you, what drives you to continue that path, which you're like, well, why am I going that way? Why me? What am I doing here? Like, and it's all divinely guided. no matter what that is. So trusting that and surrendering to it has led me to where I am now. And I'm feeling so much more comfortable now in that process of triggering others, because I'm also very comfortable in triggering myself or other people triggering me into growth.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes. I love that. Novato, do you feel that you have built some kind of internal muscle of like with the trigger happening? Is that because you have been doing this for a while? You know how to handle it better. You get the inspiration to deal it maybe differently at times. And it's just like, oh, it's just another thing. Just another thing.
I guess it's a bit of both. It really is, I guess, like a muscle, a memory, and really standing in your truth and your sovereignty every time, and really always checking in.
Yes.
You know, we know we always check in, and that's how I've done it. You know, I always check in and I question, because I'm dealing with people's lives.
Yeah.
Like I feel, you know, in a different way, in the same way. So I wanted to be a surgeon. This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people heal themselves. That was my journey, honestly, you know, from the other side. Because I didn't know better, I would say, you know. And so when I started to see, you know, through the journey, and you'll see that in my story if you're interested, you know, with my mom going through cancer treatment. So when I started to see the insides of that system, and I didn't agree with it, I didn't like it, I felt it was soulless, and you know, and so the thing is, I've always been at that point. Always been in my life very triggering. On perhaps that was my training, I guess, like, if you could agree, like, that we're training ourselves, our soul is training our mind and avatar, I guess, in this reality to take us on this path we didn't know we were going on. So perhaps that's an aspect of it.
Yes, I love that. It's very much like there is this duality of, in a way, I know that everything is organized, everything is planned, my soul knows the way. And in another way, my human is like, oh, really? Oh, I would just rather go to the beach with a nice simple life because it's exhausting.
I want to.
Yeah, it's like a train.
Too early.
Like, you know, eat healthy, you know, stand up, rise up, be a leader. And do you feel that you kind of like always known that you would be leading in some ways? Have you always find that you were in kind of like pursuing leadership roles, or like you were talking a lot, or you were in more argumentative even as growing up as a child, kind of like, because I know that you and I are quite similar. And I remember like my siblings would call me the little chief, and everybody had to do the way I wanted to. Otherwise I would have a tantrum and make them, you know, their reality hell because I knew better until I had to kind of like, you know, just dilute that into leadership rather than, you know, like a massacre of, you know, will from other people. But it's interesting. You've always felt that you would be stepping into the roles of leadership.
Mm, yes, I agree. Definitely. I love that. I resonate with some of that for sure. I definitely came across very, very much from my ego. And I know that, like, to be very real and very frank, I've had to do a lot of work on myself. I am a completely different person. And I know you are as well, because we do have that, the parallel lives, right? There's been so much that we've learned and needed to learn at an accelerated pace.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And because a lot of it was ego.
Yes, completely. And it's like, in a way, it's like the connection as we grow, we don't learn how to look within for really what's the truth of our divinity, and then bring that with tact, diplomacy, compassion, and, you know, a lot of intelligence and wisdom, you know, to the outside world. So it becomes like, I know that I'm here to be doing something. Let's screaming out loud and let's bust people around. And then once we basically we age and we go through life experiences, which teach us like, oh, you know, it's not the way to lead. First you walk the talk, you apply and you learn, you embody wisdom, and then you can start speaking about things that you have embodied for quite a while and discovered yourself and studied as well. It's got this like interwoven mix of different frequencies, life experiences that come, and that places in a position that I feel we knew would always be into, but before it was like trials and fails, you know, all ego-based, bless the past self.
Yes. And you're gonna love gotta love her. Love him, you know?
Yes. I love that because I always share with, you know, like students of people I work with, is like we really need to reconcile ourselves with our past identity, because our past identity, like, it took us to where we were now. So we did so well. And then if we don't do that, there's no way we can, you know, grow into a new version of ourselves, because of that version here knows that that future version will be criticized, and we don't want to be criticized. We don't want to be rejected. We just want to be loved and nurtured. So if we can do that for the past self and the present self, then it's very easy to move into a new identity, because you work a lot like that. Nova, I feel like, you know, with the work that you do, which is around detox, nutrition, really reconnecting people to their purest avatar body. And also, so it kind of like, if you want to talk more about what you do, is like people would join you for like a program. So you have many different programs running, and you can talk more about that, so we are aware of that. And then, so you can go like, you go like into this vortex. You go there, and then Nova's there, and then the group is just like, yeah, yeah, let's go for it. And it's hard, and you have this support and so on. But then afterwards, we find ourselves being like a new person. And now what? Do I want to keep eating like this? Do I change? Do I mix? What happens? How do I go back there? And so you literally help people into creating a new identity around food, because I have experienced that a lot working with you. And also, I started now maybe 8 years ago really considering my identity around food, because coming from Belgium, you know, it's like all about bread, cheese, the meat, the fat, you know, fries and the beer and so on. And so I was fully into that, and I never thought to be vegan. I had tried to be vegetarian without many success until 8 years ago. I became vegan and I really went for it, and then year after year I refined things, and I always thought I'm sweet now, I'm good now. But every year my intuition, my guidance would be there. There's always the next level, always the next level. And then I met you and I was like, okay, I was there. And it's not a level, it's not a skill, but in terms of shift, consciousness shift, physical shift that can happen from even already being like vegan, gluten-free, all of the things that we think is like super healthy, to actually working with you and experiencing that. It's like I could feel the plugins coming out. I could feel the plugins coming out. And now I have this level of conscious awareness that, okay, if I bring this cooked food here, if I bring to like, It is like now a delicious vegan gluten-free cooked food from somewhere nice that I can cook myself is like a treat, you know, like a cacao is a treat, you know. Yes. It's something that I indulge into. Well, before, indulging would be like lots of beer, lots of fries, lots of chocolate, and then I would basically have a food coma for like 3 days because I was like that. So like really coming into your vortex, it's I think it's for people who are really ready to face not only, you know, all the lies that we have been telling about what healthy is like. We don't really know how it is like to be healthy, because most of us are actually carrying so many toxins, so many shit inside of ourselves. And I know that I want to go even more deeply into do like a parasite detox with you. I'm just waiting to feel fully ready for that, because I know that other leaders that are here have gone through that, like Gabby, and she's been raving about the parasite detox with you and how it's changed her life. But guys, there is always a next level, and the next level is Nova. I've never come across anyone like you. So please tell us more about what actually happens if for people who are interested into what is this vortex that you offer.
Do you know how, Sandrine, you were just saying how amazing you can feel? We don't know what we don't know. We don't know how amazing this vessel, doesn't matter what your vessel is like at this point in time, can physically feel, can mentally and emotionally feel, and how different your spiritual connection will be. Like everything changes. As we know, it's all the same. It's all energy. And that's how I speak of detoxification. That's how I speak of clearing the vessel, of healing, of removing disease, of densities, parasites, obstructions, all that stuff, and therefore elevating the frequency, the vibrational frequency on a cellular level, on a molecular level, atomic level, raising the baseline, right? That's all we're doing on a cellular level, which means that the whole vessel increases. And that, as a baseline, is the difference that we were just talking about, that we kind of struggle to reintegrate after we've gone through this vortex. So I have been offering shorter, real deep clearing offerings. Like obviously the 14 days gives you a good taste of what your vessel is capable of, because we talk about frequencies, we talk about, you know, what actually heals the vessel. It is you. We all know this on many levels, but the depth of the knowing of it is actually the vessel that heals itself. And you just have to be in an increased frequency. You just have to help it, right, as the avatar. And how do we do that? We do that energetically. We do that through meditation, through connecting to source, to your higher self, to your, you know, your counsel, your breath, doing all these beautiful things that are higher energy vibrations, you know, the feelings of love and joy, anything that brings you that, right? Increase your vibration. But what you bring in is a vibrational frequency. And it is either, it's a spectrum. In the same way that everything is on a spectrum, it's the duality of creation in which everything dances, right? Nothing is good, nothing is bad. It's simply on the spectrum. And so as we increase and we only bring in highest frequency foods on the planet, which are alive, hydrated, straight from source, coated light, right? Nothing has been altered. This fruit in its divine form is the highest electromagnetic frequency on the planet. And we bring in only those and herbs alive as well. What happens to the vessel when you bring in only and you're surrounded only by higher vibrational frequency? Well, the densities dissolve and disappear, right? Her lower vibrational frequencies cannot be in the same vessel. Mm-hmm. So that is what we do. That is the process. Now, because this is such a deep, crazy, delicious vortex, in which I call it the deepest journey within for a reason, and we can understand that because everything is already a knowing within us. It is in our DNA blueprint. It's just being covered up by programming, by gunk, layers and layers and layers and layers of gunk. And we've forgotten to sin. The word sin is simply to forget. And that's the only sin that we've had as a collective, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So we are here to remember, to remove the gunk, the layers of programming, the plugins, all of these beliefs that we have in place based on our indoctrination, basically, a programming, of education, our, you know, well-meaning, beautiful humans as well. We all are, right? Our surrounding, and just eliminating, dissolving all of that to find the truth that's within, which is that inner wisdom, which is source codes,
yeah.
And heal ourselves. So that process, I'm actually in the middle of my 12-week fruitful detox to ultimate health and ascension, which is the last one I'm going to run as it is, because there is a need to widen, to open it up, to make this journey a bit longer and a bit more, even more supported in different ways as we learn to expand and just improve, you know, how I can best assist, you know, a group of master souls that are ready to just enter that vortex and start unplugging and pulling. And,
yes.
And it's such a fun process, but I really love the connections and the relationships that we can build, you know, not just the changes, because when you go through that vortex, as you said, everything changes, not just your diet, but diet is ingrained in every aspect of our 3D reality.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you go with friends? What do you do, you know, when you go with your partner, with your husband, with your wife? you know, what do you do with your kids? Celebrations. What is your culture? You know, celebration surrounded by everything is food.
Yeah.
And so there is so much, not just, I don't want to help people just with removing and unplugging and changing and, you know, changing on every level, right? Their perception and their knowledge and their, and reminding them of themselves and what they, their vessel actually truly thrives on, what it heals on and what it thrives on. But I want to help those souls afterwards with that integration process, because we still live in this reality and we're still navigating it. I'm still navigating it. Kids, I've got, you know, my partner, I've got, you know, we've got family on different levels of their journey. That's all it is, you know, whether, you know, some people will, as you said, will change to differing degrees and different areas over this lifetime, and some are not, and that's totally fine. You know, and how far you go is not something that is, you know, climbing up onto a pedestal. There's no pedestal. We know this.
Yeah.
No one is on a pedestal. No one is actually special, and everyone's special.
Yes,
saying that, that's triggering.
I love that. Yes.
I say that usually, you know, I trigger people a lot because I say that. I get it all the time from everyone that comes to me with different health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been programmed to compartmentalize this vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been programmed like that. You know, I've had to pull so much out of, you know, my programming. So I know those programs. I know which ones are running in our language.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in our educational system and, you know, family and friends and everyday life and everything that's happening, but our language,
mm-hmm.
you know, has its own programming. We understand certain words are associated with something that may not be true, and therefore is removing your power, your divine sovereign power, away from you just by continuing using those words, because without even realizing, right? So went on a tangent.
Yes, I love this, Nova. I loved it.
I am so excited to invite you to my brand new free offering, the Collective Monthly Meditation for All. If you feel called to receive amazing high vibe content and gather as a collective to raise the vibration of the planet, not only for our own sovereign heart, but also for humanity in general, this monthly meditation will happen at the beginning of the month on a Tuesday in New Zealand time. And again, it is entirely free. You can join live, but if you can't, don't worry. The recording will be available afterwards, so you can also, with us, weave webs of divine light around the planet to help with the amazing shift that are happening now. We are so excited, me and my High Council, to share some wisdom with you and also go deep into receiving powerful frequency shift that we can then share with the whole of humanity and, of course, our family members, our loved ones, and our community. Find out more information and join us every month. I would be so happy to see you there.
That's how we get, you know, so excited, because you're so inspired. You're inspired by your work. You're inspired by the people that you meet. You're inspired by the transformational journey that are, you know, available to everyone. If we are ready to step up, if ready to say yes, if ready to face the fears of, you know, doing that journey with you for ourselves, then, like, I find like you get so much inspiration that you really shine, and like the level of authority, knowledge, wisdom, but also embodiment and really heartedness that you have really allow us to go into the nitty-gritty part of the journey, which can, you know, end up sometimes with headaches in feeling like nauseous because we're in the process of detoxing and we're like, why on earth am I freaking doing this when I could be, you know, eating an ice cream with my friend at the beach right now? And it's like, then there is you, like, because when I met you, I don't know if I told you that, but I met you in person it was even more obvious than on screen. It's like you have activated 5D templates of the physical body, and you are the only person I've ever met that has done that at such a advanced level. Yes, because, you know, I get, you know, I receive messages like that, and I can witness people into their magic. I always see, you know, all the magnificent gift and potential of people. You know, this is my gift. I can see, oh, this is your potential. So I'm going to mirror back at you your own potential to remind you how amazing you are so people can blossom. But when I came across you already, and then in physicality, like when we are hugging and chatting and so on, it was like she has reached her highest potential in terms of physical embodiment of 5D frequency. And you are, you know, you are up-leveling in many other areas of your life. It's always like that. But when I work with people, so in my field, the body is always, the body is always like, oh, you know, oh, it is so slow. And so we received this very massive upgrade, this cosmic surgery, this awesome thing with spirit guides and so on. And then we go into this like deep integration journey, like people really oscillate. And it's like, it's because the body is still dense, the body is still full of toxins and parasites and all the things. And so your work is really needed, because so many of us here are on the path of, we want to ascend, we want to awaken, we want to know more, we want to do all the things. But then when it comes to actually, you know, doing something about the physical body, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not from here anywhere. The physical body is slow. I'm old anyway. I'm just like broken anyway. There is nothing that can heal this anyway. And it's like somehow it's like we've put the category of physicality. It's like it's untouchable. It's broken anyway. Wow. So like, let's bring it down. But in all the time, every time I work with my team and the Actarians, they always say it's in the body. Ascension is ascension with the body. Otherwise, we would not be on planet Earth. We'd be in another realm where we are tending on physicality. We are in physicality. So how can we take the body with us? So this is why I love that you are actually the first speaker, you know, during this summit, because you already kind of established the foundation of what it is that we need to be doing if we really want to experience more in any area, in leadership, in having a better relationship with our body, but also with society, with friends, you know, with our gift, with our purpose. It's like, be at one with your body, know your body, understand the cycles of your body. And Nova shows what's accessible, but again, it doesn't mean that we must become you, because we are all a sovereign divine being. So that's what I was explaining in the opening ceremony where you were there. It's like, we copy paste code and then we integrate and we weave them in. So I would love to invite everyone to really check out everything that you offer and that you do, and to even join you, because we don't know what we are capable of until we actually go into the eye of the vortex. It's like, oh, I can fly. It's intense. My wings are very small, but let's learn to master the art of, you know, like literally eating differently. And I know for myself that it's a journey that I have chosen to embrace 8 years ago, and that meeting you has changed everything, and it's going to be so much more. You know, I'm only 42. You can still live another 100-200 years old.
Yes, on this path, we are meant to live a lot longer. Let's put it out there, and don't put a cap. We have a cap on the age, and that limit is usually 100, and we don't want to put a cap. That's number one, we know that. But then when you're on the path of actually clearing the vessel and loving the vessel, I love how you said that. We, you know, there's a lot of beautiful spiritual quantum beings that, because of the programming, and I heard that when you said that, it's, you know, there's so much programming. It's like, well, the body, it's old, it's heavy, it's dense, so it's just, it feels like it drags along. And literally, I was there, I was sick, and that's the thing, I know this, I've been through that path. I had what they call fibromyalgia, you know, which is pain everywhere. You know, I felt like a 90-year-old lady, and I was 33 at the time, and I'm an ex-gymnast, you know, I've always fit and healthy and all that stuff. So it creeped up on me, and then it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was inflamed and swollen. There's photos on my Instagram there and on my website of what that looked like all of a sudden. I couldn't get rid of it until I fasted for 40 days on fresh, divine, high frequency juices. All I did, and I removed all of that. Yeah. That was my solid, oh my God, right? The vessel is powerful beyond belief.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that we don't need to escape the vessel. That's not what we came here for. We know this. We came here to experience this 3D reality. With Gaia, I loved your opening ceremony and how you anchored into, you know, you said it's so important to anchor into Gaia in the same way that we, you know, ascend and connect to Sophia, to God, to Source, to the light, right? We are both. We are here in this reality, in this duality, but we don't need to be in pain. The pain that we suffer is simply the karma, the reaction to what we've been doing, knowing or unknowingly, and it's part of the journey. And what I'm here to say is that you don't have to be in it. And it's so easy to turn that around, and that heaviness, that feeling of, you know, of your body just being a burden shouldn't be. I've been there, and so many others have as well. It's so quickly to heal itself. It's so quickly to elevate in frequency and feel light,
yes.
Literally light and vibrating.
Yes.
So quickly it will happen, even though you've done atrocities to your body, like I did, like you did, Sandrine, like we've all done. Think of, like, even if you haven't done hardcore drugs and all of these other things, if you look back at all the products and all the things that you've put inside your body since you were, you know, before birth even, and all of these drugs, like medical drugs and anything and everything, right? You really put that into perspective of that's 40 years of what did I do to my vessel?
Yeah.
I didn't know, obviously, but that's why I'm here in this situation right now. And the body will clear it so quickly. It will start clearing very quickly. You start feeling very different straight away. And I love that. I love that it's so like, yes, finally, you are loving me. Yes. Okay, let's work together. We got here. Yep.
Yes. I love that. And I love that, Noah, because it's like, it seems so challenging and everything like that. But exactly as you say, it's like, just do it. And then the result is fast, effective, and it is so simple. It is mind-blowing. It's even annoying how simple it is, because literally you can remove all supermarkets, all drugstores, all the things.
Love it.
And then people will be healthy. Because we won't lose any time. Imagine like end of global warming, end of pollution, end of plastic pollution, end of all of it. Just because we change the way we eat, because we eat high vibrational food, like fruits, fruit juice, the rock food as well. It's just like all of it. It's like the ease and the simplicity are literally the codes of the divine. The divine is pure, the divine is simple, the divine is present. And I love what you share, that, you know, it's for me, it really shows something that is quite huge, is that we can just shift like that. You know, it's not like in the olden days when you would go into a therapy and maybe 5-10 years later, you might finally feel better about yourself. Here's like you embrace the spiritual path, you work with your body, you work with your heart, with your soul, with the highest light of God, with your spirit guide. It's like bam, 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 shift after shift after shift. And literally, like, to start with, if you go in Nova's vortex, you will feel different after even just a couple of days. And then as you continue, it's like a radical shift, as you say, like 40 days, 3 months, depending on how deep you go, how long you go for. And then when you add on top of that, all the practices that we do already, is that we are in a new timeline, we are in a new body. And it's like, because we live it, we feel it from within, it's just a matter of time until the reality outside of ourselves changes. Because I can share that, but I remember that 1 year ago when we were hanging out, we kind of like comparing our lives and seeing how similar we are in so many ways. And you were sharing about things that you really wanted to upgrade in your life. And I was sharing about things I wanted to upgrade in my life. And now that I see you now, it's like, you've done it, girl. And it's not even a year.
You've done it too.
With your partner and all of that. It's just like, you literally, you've activated what you what you are dreaming about. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you. And it really shows like you're a testimony to like doing the work. You can change fast your entire reality.
And likewise, what a mirror. Like that's what I was thinking as well with you, Sandrine. Like it's just, we had our magic at the time when we connected was that there was a piece of you that I needed. And there was a piece in me that you needed, and we activated each other. And I remember that piece was like massive.
Copy paste, copy paste. I'm still activating the timeline of Divine Union. I can feel him coming, but seeing you moving in with your beloved, it's like, ooh, it's, you know, because when you have people around you that are friends and people that inspire you a lot and that you have the chance to have, you know, as friends, it really shows that, you know, what's accessible. So I always see all the success of my friends as, ooh, this is also available to me in my own flavor, you know, it's like, ooh, this is so cool. So this is why I wanted to have a summit like this. It's like to inspire you, everyone here who are attendees, because you are in our vortexes, you are in Nova's vortex, my vortex, and all of the other leaders' vortexes. So you see what's accessible, you see what's available, you can take a bit of this, a bit of that, and then it's like ingredients, always compare with food, you see, it's my metaphor. You take a bit of this, a bit of that, and you create your own recipe, and it's like, oh, the juicy recipe that's going to fit your life. So I really love that, Nova. I really love to witness how much you have upgraded your reality, and it's really like a reflection of all the internal work that you do and everything that you do for other people, because the amount of information that you provide is just insane, like just on your social, it's very, very deep. Yes,
thank you. Yes, I can't help it. I can't help it. I've been told, I've been scolded, you know, if I try and get off track. Actually, the, you know, the Arcturians have told me on a couple of occasions. Nope, this is it. This is what you can do.
I love that.
Oh, well, but you know, just surrender and be okay. All right. Is that what you want me to do? Okay. That's fine. All right. Okay.
That's amazing. Is there anything that you would like to share with everyone? Is if people feel like they have blocks and resistances into jumping into something that they want to try. So it could be working with you in one of your programs, or it could be, you know, launching a business or something like that. Do you have anything that you want to share on your own wisdom on how you get inspired to really peer through these limitations to find yourself on the otherwise, on the other side? Have you got any special tips or ingredients or things you want to share with us?
I love that. Yes. I have been in, just like you, we are inspired by others and those around you. If you can really feel into those connections that inspire you on any level and in any area of your life, just those that lift you up, that light you up, you know, really nurture those ones, really nurture those ones, because number one is that what you were saying, you know, it's being inspired and actually elevating yourself and looking at your own reality and how you can shift like they did in whichever aspect they did it in, because they might be, you know, elevated in financially, or you know, through their business or through their health or whatever it is, and they have that key code, they have this, you know, they have this shift that they've mastered, you know, to a certain level. It's all levels, right? And then you have another one, the, your gift and your desires and your, you know, passion and your whatever. Allow that to elevate you, and then when your mind, your programmed mind, or other people that just start talking about things or putting blocks and your own blocks and so on, just remember that that is a program. That is the biggest one that I keep observing, and that has been the biggest one to the biggest challenge, I guess, for all of us. When we grow and when we expand in any area, we change and shift, is that realization that most of our blocks are just our mind, which was programmed, just chatting, and really lowering your frequency, really lowering the way that you feel, your confidence and all of that. But it's just, it's this programmed chatter. And yeah, that's enough. you know, like literally she's just, it's okay, I've got this, you know. But you can, you know that it's that chatter that is not friendly in, you know, in your expansion in a way, because within, deep within, you've connected and you know the journey, the whatever it is, the step that you were trying to take, or your dream, or whatever it is that you see and that you know is your journey, your path, it's coming from here. You know, it's coming from the purest part and the passion and the love, and it's coming from within that inner wisdom. And so therefore, whenever this comes up, you're like, no, that's okay. I'm just going to keep going, right? And when you need it, the biggest thing for me is not just sitting with yourself and elevating, you know, yourself within, whether it's connecting to source and breath work, connecting to your body, to with, you know, within you, because everything is within us. We say connect up here, connect down, it just doesn't matter, there's no direction, we're connecting, right?
Yeah.
And then remember that it's the surroundings again. Who can I connect with? If that still feels like you're still kind of stuck in certain areas, you still got a bit of a block, who can I reach out to of my beautiful friends or family or acquaintances or whoever it is that can just, and that doesn't even have to be, you know, if you don't have that circle of amazing friends yet connected, because you do have them, they're there, right? Everyone's got them. We just haven't, you know, fully done that. Then listen to someone who inspires. Listen to those, you know, for, I've got so many that inspire me, including you, you know,
that's why, darling.
So many of you and so many that are speaking here, you know, tonight, today and the next couple of days, that they're inspiring beings, and there's a frequency that's just played with. It's delicious and it elevates people, and that's what I love. It's not coming from ego, you know, it's coming from source, it's coming from within. So
I love that. You said it so amazingly well. That's very important, Nova. Oof, what a powerful message. Always follow the heart. Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for this share. Is there anything else that you would like to share? I will check if there is anyone that has a question. Okay, so what do you mean by plugins? Is it different from conditioning? And can you say more about clearing parasites, from Anna?
Okay. Plugins, matrix plugins, programs, beliefs, you know, what we've been taught based on, you know, an education system, basically based on society and so on. So that's what I mean by that. And in terms of parasites, I speak a lot about parasites and them not actually being the culprit of, you know, of dis-ease or disharmony. The terrain within is what needs to be cleansed in order for these beings not to be in there. So it's a very massive shift. It's the probably the deepest and hardest one to shift, because it's in everything, and it's in, you know, as I said, language, it's in everything. Like the word immunity, I speak of that a lot. I don't use the word immunity, the word lymphatic system being associated with the immune system, but immune system is not what we've been told to be. So, you know, there's so much that needs to be explained from that. By clear, if you want to clear parasites, you can clear them with some herbs, some of them. But if your vessel is dirty inside, if your inner terrain is dirty, if the terrain surrounding all of the trillions of cells that make up this vessel, if it's gunky, right, then parasites will be there, because that's their job. Their job is to actually feed off that waste. And that's why they thrive and they multiply and they lay there and they wait, you know, for the next opportunistic increase in waste or increase in gunk to, you know, to flourish even further. And that's what we call an infection, or that's what we call, you know, those are the words that the mainstream medical system uses, which is all based on a flawed theory, which is the germ theory. And I speak of that because it's the biggest, you know, programming that removes the power away from us to heal ourselves, because we're blaming others for our disease, for our misfortune, for our, you know, symptoms. We don't patch any disease. Like, it's something that is very triggering to hear. And we're always like, oh, I caught a cold, or I got, you know, an infection, which means that, you know, you've transmission of, you know, certain bacteria or virus or whatever it is. It's not true. But knowing that changes everything, because it's not the germ. It's not the parasite. It's not the bacteria. It's not the yeast. It's not even the mold. None of that is culprit. It's your terrain. It's what you've done to your body internally. Over time, it's accumulated waste and gunk, you know, toxicity and so on. And that's what those little beings consume. That's what they consume. They break down. They, you know, they modify in the same way that, you know, on a forest floor, we can understand that when a being dies, an animal dies, there is decay, there is decomposition. And what is that process involve? Well, it involves little critters, parasites, bacteria, mushrooms, like yeast, all of these things, all of these little critters, these little beings that we've demonized are simply there to repurpose, to break that matter down back to earth, so that the building blocks are there to build something else, because nothing in this creation is open-ended. You know, we're all just dust to life to dust, and the cycle continues in a different body. So
oh, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with that, Nova. Because would you say that everything that happens that is not good with our bodies, so it can be like cold, flu, it can be inflammation, but it can also be pain, like lower back pain, joint pains, all of that comes from having poor nutrition and needing to basically get rid of all of the density through detox so we can be restored back into vibrant health?
Yeah, so basically it's not just the food, obviously. It's food, it's drinks, it's emotions, like lower vibrational, anything that is more dense, that has been dense or toxic, obviously toxicity, anything that is acidic to our body, because our body is in this divine, slightly alkaline pH, you know, in this spectrum. It's all that spectrum, right? So anything of that kind over time has accumulated and causes these symptoms. Mm-hmm. When we go through cold and flu, or we go through an infection, or we go through anything like that, do you notice that these symptoms are the vessel expelling?
Yes.
Mm. Right? It's expelling mucus. It's, you know, you're sneezing, you're coughing, you know, and anytime there's some sort of inflammation, it's the body's response to toxicity, to acidity. So the vessel brings in water, brings in buffering agents, right? Buffering chemistry to this acidity that's been placed in there by us, knowing or unknowingly, right? This toxicity or acidity. And so it brings in this inflammation temporarily to buffer and to try and dissolve and to sort out the situation internally, whether with bacteria or your own cells. To gobble things up, to neutralize the acids, and then try and remove that. That's the process that the body goes through. It's a natural process that we tend to halt through, you know, which we suppress. We're great at suppressing. We love suppressing emotions. We love suppressing symptoms. We love suppressing everything. We got to feel it to heal it. And, you know, we did it to ourselves. So that's the triggering part. It's like, there's ways to assist the vessel in removing that, and that's what I love doing. You know, a detoxification process, a process of healing, a process of quote unquote infection, cold and flu, whatever it is that you're, you know, that is happening in your reality right now, and your vessel is something that you can assist your vessel with, because your vessel is never working against you. And I always say, It never works against you. It's never fighting itself. You're not trying to fight the boogeyman. You don't catch disease. You don't get cancer. You know, you don't get anything. You did that yourself. Right, you built it up yourself. There's some genetic component because of your parents' own lifestyle, and they built that themselves. So they built it, and then you continue building. Mm-hmm. At any stage, you can turn that around,
yes,
and generationally actually fix that, not just down your line, but up your line too.
Yes.
You know this,
yes,
right? Mm. But we don't need to suffer. We don't need to suffer within the body. We don't need to suffer too many symptoms, even if we've done a lot of disastrous things with our vessel. The vessel, when it's trying to clear what we've done, right? So if you put in right now, myself, when I have in the past, you know, and even recently, I'll have a little bit of cooked vegetable or something, which I don't eat this stuff. Right, anymore. I used to eat a lot. I used to eat all of it, like Sandrine. I'm Spanish. But through the process of really clearing and cleansing and living on really high vibrational foods, when you put something in that doesn't belong, your body will tell you straight away. You've noticed that. That's the process of ascension. That's the process of embodied ascension. Yeah. And people think automatically that, oh, you know, it's not working because I can't eat bread anymore. Yeah. Like, well, you're not supposed to eat bread in this body. We just done it for so long that your body got accustomed to it and had this barrier set up, because bread is acidic. Bread is man-made. Bread is not alive. Yeah. Bread is dead.
Yeah.
And I speak of these things, you know, but I speak of them with non-judgment and love. And, you know, bread is something that is deeply loving in my world.
It can be goddamn good. It's like, but it is not what the body wants when we start experiencing something different, just high vibrations. Yes.
Because it's trying to eject it. It's trying to tell you straight away, basically, you'll get inflammation here. What is inflammation? You'll be like, oh, I get pain, or I get inflammation, or you've got a headache all of a sudden. Like, oh, this, you know, the detox did it to me. Like, no, that's your body actually responding to what doesn't belong. And it's responding so well. It's like little kids and babies, how quickly and how often they get sick. You see the words get sick. I always put these into commas because it's language that doesn't make sense, right? Once we know we don't get sick. But when we start feeding babies different foods that they're not supposed to be eating, they continuously get sick. Meaning their body just starts creating a lot of mucus and they get the cold and flu. It's all expectorating. The body's just like, no, that doesn't belong. No, get it out. Yeah. But we keep doing that over time and it builds this resistance.
Yeah,
it builds these walls inside of mucus, of hardened rubber, which is what we eliminate in my deep, long programs, right? I remove all of that.
Yes.
And then once you do that, you are reborn.
Yes,
you're in this baby state in a sense, right? Because your vessel is now crystalline clear. It's crystallizing. It's you know, it's not that you get there in like 2 or 3 months, but this, you know, you undo so much of what you've done in 30, 40, 50 years, 60 years. And, you know, like Belinda's a testament to this, you know, the things that have come out of her vessel.
Yes.
You know, from 40, 50 years ago, that's, you know, chemicals in the hair. Like, who thought? Like, this is why at the start I said, you don't know what you've done to yourself until you start clearing your vessel. If you smoked when you were, you know, in your 20s for 10 years, you might actually have the taste of cigarette in your mouth coming up, you know, months deep into a detox process.
So insane.
And go, what the heck? I haven't smoked in like 40 years. Where is this coming from? Well, you know, it's all been neatly packed away in our vessel to protect the vessel. The vessel's done that to protect you from yourself.
Yes. That's right. So wow.
Anyway, I could go on. We could go on for hours.
Yes, but... that's amazing, Nova. Thank you so much for sharing all of this knowledge and this wisdom. I can feel that people are going to receive so much from this conversation. You're so inspiring.
Thank you, beautiful.
I love you dearly, and I thank you so much for being here. I thank everyone for being here live today with the one and only Nova, who will send Nova's information, so how you can find her website, and so you'll be able to go and check all of the other amazing things that she offers. And thank you, beautiful. We keep in touch. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your light. I love you, dear.
Thank you, Sandrine. Love you, beautiful. Bye.
Let me see you later. Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.